Some say our gospel reading is incomplete, that Mark would never end his story with the women saying nothing. That's not the way you end a good story. It's a rather anticlimactic way to end the account of the resurrection. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Some say the extended reading was torn off from the original, or damaged, or lost in transmission. But I think it was completely intentional. In fact, literary genius. The three women start off to anoint Jesus' body with spices to complete the burial of their Lord. They go early in the morning to avoid detection. They are already anxious about the large stone covering the entrance to where Jesus' body was. These women have a tremendous love for Jesus and courage. They didn't ask for an escort or protection. To their surprise, an angel says, "Do not be afraid, but go and tell his disciples the good news, Christ is risen." They go, but they do not tell. They are in shock. They say nothing to anyone, for they are afraid. God's command to tell others is incompletely fulfilled. And who can blame these women? They are still devastated by the crucifixion and death of their Lord. We know from other accounts that the disciples would often not listen to them because they were women. At least for now, they say nothing to anyone because everything is just too overwhelming. As Christ's disciples, you and I have also been commanded to go and tell the good news. We'll even end this service, as we often do, with those words, "Go in peace, share the good news." Like Mark's story, our worship is unfinished when we leave this place, because we just begin to share the good news as we go out. Mark's unresolved ending is designed for us to ask ourselves, what's keeping me from telling others the good news? What fears do I have that prevent me from stepping out, reaching out, and speaking out? Are we ashamed? Or is it that we don't want to be known as Jesus freaks? Or that we don't want people to feel judged or preached at? Or that we don't want to impose our faith on others? Or is it that we're confused about our mission? God sent his son from heaven to earth. God sent an angel from heaven to the women. Why would God want to send frightened women or any of us? We're only human, easily overcome by our fears. Or do we believe that we don't have a voice, or we don't have a compelling story to tell? Do we think that our age, or our gender, or our station in life, or our ethnicity is an obstacle? What is keeping us in missional paralysis? What is making our telling of the good news incomplete, like Mark's gospel? God's command is simple through the angel. Go, tell. And did you notice? God believes in those women. We know they finally do overcome their fears. They finally do boldly proclaim the gospel. Likewise, God believes in you and me. We have a story to tell. God sent his eternal Son for you and me. We have learned about what it truly means to love God and our neighbor as Christ loved us. Jesus has broken down the divisions, those hostilities between one person and another. He has elevated all peoples, women, non-Jews. It does not matter if you are male or female, Jew or Gentile, slave or free, each of us has a voice and a story to tell. We have the wisdom of Christ to share. We can share how God, through Jesus Christ, has transformed our lives. Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. He has been raised. He is not at the tomb where the women sought him. He died and rose again to take away their fear, our condemnation, our guilt, the evil that threatens us, and the death that threatens us. In Christ, we have full pardon and forgiveness of all of our sins. In the resurrected Lord, we have assurance of eternal life with him. And there is a world out there that desperately needs that good news. Mark's story is incomplete. It is a profound mystery why God does not just write it in the clouds or to always send his angels or to send trained theologians. But it is our privilege and our joy to go and tell. God wants to add us to his beautiful story. We get to participate in telling the greatest story ever told. The story does not end with those women saying nothing to anyone. The story just begins and continues where you and I pick it up. Jesus goes ahead. He makes a way for us. We now go with confidence and joy to tell the good news. The foe in triumph shouted when Christ lay in the tomb. But lo, he now is routed. His boast is turned to gloom. For Christ again is free and glorious victory. He who is strong to save has triumphed o'er the grave. This is a sight that gladdens. What peace it doth impart. Now nothing ever saddens the joy within my heart. No gloom shall ever shake. No foe shall ever take the hope which God's own Son in love for me has won. Christ is risen. Hallelujah.